You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Morning, this is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from the Miracle Hallelujah. Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Thank God for what he is doing and how he is blessing. Ooh, God Hallelujah. Is blessing, amen, in such a great way. And we thank God for what he's doing in our life. Yes. So glad to be here, and thank God for all of our listeners that are tuning in to hear what God is going to do. Amen. Come on out. Amen. Tonight at 8 p.m., Evangelist Sheila Cottrell, amen, hallelujah, we'll be preaching the word. And guess what? She's going to be preaching today, speaking today. Get ready. Amen. And then on Friday night, glory to God, Friday night, 8 p.m., Apostle Valerie Harris, praise God, amen, coming in from Tennessee. Amen. Come on and get your blessing. Come on and get your miracle. 8 p.m., amen, Friday night. And then on Sunday, amen, January 22nd, Sunday morning, amen, is Youth Black History Program. Yes. They're having that program, and the speaker is Prophet Michael Terry. God. You don't want to miss this program, and you don't want to miss the Word of God. Yes. Come on. Amen. Glory to God. Come on out this week, the rest of this week. That's God right. got miracles for you with your name on it. Yes. Amen. But you got to come and get it.
That's right.
Don't miss it. Amen. Hallelujah. 8 p.m. Thursday night, which is tonight. Amen. 8 p.m. Amen. Friday night. Woman of God is coming with a word from God.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Coming to prophesy in your life, to speak a word in your life. Hallelujah. Come on and receive all that God has for you.
Yes.
And then Sunday, amen, Prophet Mike is going to be speaking. And then, amen, February the 25th, Wednesday night, Pastor Monica is coming with the word of God.
Please.
Amen. To bring you your deliverance.
Yes.
To get you whatever you need to go on in life. Amen. Yes. Come on now. Then revival starts again on that Thursday and Friday night.
Yes.
Amen. February the 26th. Apostle Sherilyn Fletcher.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Great woman of God.
Yes.
That speaks the word of God. Amen. That God uses in a mighty way. You don't want to miss. Amen. Hallelujah. Next week. Amen. Thursday night.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. And then that Friday night, Pastor Demetrius Webb will be there. February the 27th. Come on out and let God bless you. Come on out and let God give you miracles. Come on out. We believe in miracles.
Yes.
Miracle Deliverance, Healer Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida.
Ooh.
You better come on. You better come on to Melbourne.
That's
drive, walk. Amen. Catch the Uber. Catch the Lyft. Amen. Get the bus. Whatever you get, the bicycle. Whatever, however you can get there. Get there and let God give you a miracle. Get there and let God give you your deliverance. Many of you need to be saved. Many of you need to be set free. Many of you are bound and God can set you free. Amen. But you got to come. Come on. Amen. The Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. Hallelujah. God can give you everything you need, but you got to come. Amen. 1500. Amen. Hallelujah. Florida, Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Melbourne is the place. Melbourne is
That's
the place.
Right.
Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. You got to come. You
That's
got
right.
to come. Amen. Come walking. Come running.
That's
come
right.
riding. Come on to get your miracle, because God has a miracle for you,
My
and God has a word.
Ooh.
You need the word of God. You
Hallelujah.
Can't live. You can't grow. Amen. Without the word of God, you need the word of God, and you need to hide it in your heart.
Yes.
Amen. That you might not sin against
Ooh,
God.
My
you
God.
Might not do what God don't want you to do.
Yes.
Amen. But that you would live holy, that
yes.
you would walk holy,
yes.
that you would walk dedicated. Amen.
Whoa,
Hallelujah. And devoted to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the best thing for your life.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is the answer to your problem.
Yes.
Jesus is the answer to your situation.
Yes.
So come on and get him, because he gave his life. Amen. He died for you. Yes. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Now I'm turning everything over to Evangelist Sheila Cochran. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you, Apostle. God bless each and every one of you that's tuning in on today. Hallelujah. God has a word for his people.
Yes.
And it's time now that we get in alignment with God.
Yes, sir.
Get in alignment with his word and what his word is telling us.
Yes.
I want you to turn with me quickly to Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, beginning at the first verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters.
Yeah.
And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." How many of you know that we're living in a day and a time now that it's time now for the people of God to come to Jesus?
Come to the one,
oh God, that can give you the water. Oh, just like he told the woman. With the woman at the well, he said, "Oh my God,
this water
that he's gonna give you to drink, you're gonna be springing up to everlasting life." And how many of you know it's time for you to get the water that Jesus is pouring out? And I'm telling you, it's gonna be good for your soul. Hallelujah. And verse 2 said, "Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread?" Why you going on spending your money into things that profiting you nothing. On down it says, "And you labor for that which satisfieth not." How many of you know, that you drink of this water that Jesus going to give you? You're going to have this living water. And listen here. Let me tell you something. When you get thirsty, you're going to need water to drink. How many of you know that a lot of you are thirsty for a lot of things? You're thirsty for fame. You're thirsty for the designer bags. You're thirsty for the designer well. But how many of you know that God wants you to be thirsty? For the things of him. He wants you to be thirsty for the living water that he can give you. Not looking at the next designer bag. Not looking at the next designer shoes. Not looking at the next designer dress. Not looking for your children. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Looking for them. You're thirsty for them. They treat you any kind of way. You're still thirsty for them. How many of you know now that it's time to be thirsty for God?
It's
time to be thirsty for the things of God. The Bible tells us, "Lay your treasures up in heaven." Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. The Bible tells us, "Where your treasure lieth, there your heart is." How many of you know it's time to get your heart right with God? It's time to get thirsty for the things of God. And verse 3 tells, and verse 2 it says, "Oh God, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which satisfieth not." How many of you know trying to get satisfied on everything but the things of God? You're trying to get satisfied on listening to this and listening to that. You're looking for your husband to satisfy you. You're looking for your children to satisfy you. But how many of you know that Jesus is the only one that can satisfy you? He's the only one that can satisfy the inward part. Man may dress you up on the outside, but God is the one that works from the inside out. And make you clean and make you whole. And reading on down, it says, "Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." How many of you know it's time to eat some good things of God? Hallelujah.
The table
is spread.
And
God is preparing the good things for you at this table. And so you got to delight yourself in him. Let your soul delight itself in the fatness of God. Verse 3 said, "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. How many, in this day and season, God is trying to establish a covenant with his people. God is trying to establish an agreement with his people. Hallelujah. You got different agreements with your car loan. You got different agreements with your house. You got different agreements with this and that. But why not come to God and get an everlasting covenant with him? Hallelujah. They might breach on your contract with the car. They might breach on your loan. They might breach on your house. But God is the one that can give you an everlasting covenant. And he'll never go back on this covenant. He said even the sure mercies, the sure mercies of David. Everybody want to talk about David. Hallelujah. How David did this and David did that. But one thing about David, when he said that he did wrong, he knew how to come back to God and say, God, I repent of all the sins and the deeds. And that's what people don't want to do today. They don't want to repent when they did wrong, when they said wrong, when they talked wrong. They don't want to come back to God and repent before God. But how many of you know the Bible tells us, glory to the Lord. God said he's going to make an everlasting covenant. The sure mercies of David. Because one thing about God, he said David was a man after my own heart. Why? Because David knew that when he did the wrong thing, he knew to come to God and repent quickly. Don't let the thing sit there and fester and bubble up on the inside of you. You better go and repent quickly before God. Verse 4 said, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Verse 5 said, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knoweth not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and because of the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. And how many you know that this is the season where God is pouring out his glory? Not a glory for you to make your own platform. For you to puff yourself up, but the glory of God, that he may be revealed on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Then God is giving you divine favor. He said nations that you didn't even know, they're going to come unto you. And these nations are going to bless you. Why? Because, because they see the glory of God down on the inside of your life. Because you said, for God I live, and for God I die. And God, I would never, take your glory. Because all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, Lord, it belongs to you. And once you make up in your mind that God, all the glory, it belongs to you, he's going to give you divine favor. Hallelujah. Favor ain't fair, they say. But when God give you favor, hallelujah, he'll even make your enemies your footstool. But you got to delight yourself in him. Glory to the Lamb of God. Verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You're calling on everybody else, but not calling on the name of Jesus. How many of you know that this is a day and a time when the Bible said, if you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. If you seek God, that's what one of the words said. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things, it'll be added unto you. How many of you know now is a day and a time that we got to seek God? Listen to what verse 7 said. Let the wicked forsake his ways, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Hallelujah. That's right, Apostle. It's time to give it up. Because God told me, you better tell the people that judgment is coming on this land. And the Bible said that judgment is going to start at the house first, at the church house first. Wherein shall the ungodly be? Oh, my God. It's time now. God, for you preachers. You are the powerful ministry. You better come out from a among them, and be ye separated. And touch not the unclean thing. There's some unclean things that you can touch because the Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separated. And touch not the unclean thing. And he's going to be your God. And you're going to be his people. Preachers, leave them women alone. Drunkards, stop that drinking. Wine, people, stop that wine. Smokers, you stop that smoking. Tipping out in the late at night. Thinking nobody see you. But God is the one that see you. And it's time for you to come out from among them. And be separated. The Bible said, let the wicked man, God, forsake his ways. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts. You got some filthy thoughts that you're having in the church. You see the women coming in, dress all nice and pretty, and your thoughts are filthy. Glory to the Lamb of God. Women, your thoughts are filthy. Coming into the house of God. That's my man. I don't care if he married her, but that's my man. You got filthy thoughts. Forsake your thoughts and turn to God. And the Bible saying, let you return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon you. And to our God, and he will abundantly pardon you. All you gotta do is confess your sins, confess your sorrows before the God, and he'll abundantly pardon you. Glory to the Lamb of God. But some of you are too puffed up in pride. Because you're an apostle, and you don't fail from the wayside. Because you're an evangelist, you don't fail from the wayside. Because you're a prophet, you don't fail from the wayside. Because you are a pastor, because you are a teacher, you don't fail from the wayside. You don't want to humble yourself before the mighty hands of God. Hallelujah. God is calling his house. God is calling his house. He's calling his house. Glory to the Lamb of God. God, because judgment. Judgment is coming. People, listen to me. Judgment is coming. I said, Lord, I don't want to preach such a hard message. But God says, prayer loud and cry now. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Let my people know that it's time to come out from among them and be ye separated and touch not the unclean thing. You better stop dibbling and dabbling and touching the unclean thing. Nobody don't see you, but God see you. Mend your ways and mend your thoughts and come unto God so he can abundantly pardon you. Glory to the Lamb of God. Because listen, for his thoughts are not your thoughts, neither is his ways your ways. Don't try to figure out God. Many people are trying to figure out God, trying to put him in a box, trying to figure him out. But his ways are not like our ways. Neither is his thoughts like our thoughts. He just wants you to do one thing, and that's repent and come out from among them and be separated, because there is a difference between holy and unholy. There is a difference between clean and unclean. People say hallelujah running up in the church house. Been saved for 20 and 30 years and still wearing them tight shirts, still wearing them short dresses. Come out from among them, because there is a difference between holy and unholy. God said in his word, be ye holy, for he is holy. There's no compromising. You got to be holy. You got to walk right. You got to talk right. You got to live right before the hand of God. Hallelujah. No compromising. Because the Bible said the kingdom of heaven is suffered violent, but the violent take it by force. And we keep it open, the church doors, and tell apostles, you got to live right. Tell the pastors, you got to live right. Tell the evangelists, you got to live right. Tell the prophets, you got to live right. Now it's the time to get right before God. Because God ain't playing. Judgment is coming, people. God is a blessing God. And his glory is going to be revealed in his house. And one thing God is going to do, he's going to put the fear of him back in the house. house of God. The Bible said, oh, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Glory to the Lamb of God.
A lot of you
think you got wisdom, but if you don't fear God, you don't have nothing.
Thank you,
verse 9 said, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Oh, God, just want you to listen to him. Have an ear and be obedient unto him. Obedient unto his voice. Obedient unto his call. Obedient unto him. Hallelujah. Come out from among them. Oh, come to the water. Glory
Hallelujah.
To the Lamb.
Thank you, Evangelist Sheila. We're not going to let her go any further. If you want to continue to hear that,
you have
to come tonight or tune in tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. This woman of God got a word for you. Amen. Calling you out of darkness, calling you out of sin. Calling you to come and live right. Calling you to come and live holy.
Yes, Lord.
And it's time to live holy. Be ye holy, he said, for I am holy.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. What a word. Amen. Come on out and finish that. Amen. She's going to finish that message.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God is speaking.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. From the top to the bottom.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First the apostles and on down. God is speaking, telling you, come on out and be delivered.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Turn from your ways. Turn from sin and turn to God. You that want to be saved, you can be saved. Jesus loves you, and he want to come into your heart. He want to come into your life, and he want to deliver you. He want to set you free. So she's coming back to, amen, lead you into the sinner's prayer, amen, and pray for you.
Oh, hallelujah. I want you to open up your mouth because the Bible said confession begins with the mouth. I want you to say out loud, Lord, I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I repent of every sin and every deed that I've did inside of this body. And I'm asking you to cleanse me, God.
Yes,
oh, God, and purify me. Purify my ways. Purify my thoughts. God, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Because one thing about it, you have to know that Jesus. He is the Son of God. You can't bypass Jesus and go to the Father, but you got to come right through the door. Oh, God, and say, Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior. Come into my life, oh, God, and make me whole. Oh, God, and come on, hallelujah. Get yourself into a church, that's ministering the word of God. Not nobody that's sugarcoating the word. Nobody want to talk about hell. But if you tire of sins, hell, you shall lift up your eyes. Be tormented in the flames. And now it's time that we stop sugarcoating the word of God. They don't want to talk about the alternative lifestyle. But come out. Oh, God, accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And he'll come in and sup with you. Him and the Father will come in and sup with you. And they'll be your God. And you are going to be his people. Hallelujah.
Yes, you that are sick in your body. I want to pray for you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The work is already done.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm just praying that you, amen, hallelujah, will activate that
faith.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let them activate that faith.
Thank you, Lord, to know
that they're healed in their body.
Ooh,
it's not what the doctors say. It's not even how the body is acting.
Yes,
we bind the enemy now. Oh, we bind every attack now in the name of Jesus. And we says your word say, by your stripes, they are healed. Thank you for the healing power.
Yes,
oh, God, thank you for setting them free and delivering them and blessing them now.
Yes,
thank you for all you're doing.
Yes,
thank you for how you're blessed and what you're doing in that life. Now, man, get up from there.
Yes.
Now, woman, get up from there and begin to praise God.
Hallelujah.
And begin to thank God.
Woo.
Begin to glorify God.
Hallelujah.
Because you are healed.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. God did it. Jesus did it for you. Oh, over 2,000 years ago.
Yes, Lord.
And you're still here today.
Yes,
by
Lord.
His stripes, the stripes of Jesus, you are already healed. Amen. It's done. Begin to praise God. Begin to thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to glorify God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And then, amen, come on out tonight. Tonight, amen, this woman of God is going to finish the word of God. Come on out, 8 o'clock. And then Friday night, a woman of God is coming all the way from Tennessee, Apostle Valerie Harris.
Yes.
Many of you, amen, hallelujah, have heard about her. And if you haven't, you come anyway. Amen, hallelujah, and let God speak to you. Let God talk to you, because this is a prophet. A prophet of God, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, an apostle preaches the word of God, amen, and prophesies into your life. You need a prophet in your life. You need an apostle in your life. You need a pastor in your life. You need an evangelist in
hallelujah.
Your life. You need a teacher in your life. That's why God created the fivefold ministry. Amen, so you can have it in your life. Amen, and your life is going to be better. Amen. So, amen, come on out tonight to hear this woman of God. And then Sunday, amen, the Youth Black History Program. Amen. Come on out, 11:30. Then Prophet Michael is going to be speaking. God has a word for you. Amen. And then February the 25th, Pastor Monica, amen, is going to be preaching and speaking the word of God.
Hallelujah.
The revival starts again. Amen. Hallelujah. On the 26th. Also, Carolyn Fletcher will be there speaking what thus say the Lord. And then on the 27th, amen, Pastor Demetrius Webb will be there. You don't want to miss this, amen, month, amen. Come on and receive what God has for you. 1500, amen, Florida Avenue East, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center in Melbourne, Florida. Amen, hallelujah. Come on out. Come on out. Let God bless you, because God want to bless you.
Yes,
God want to deliver you.
Yes.
And amen, those of you want to give, tell them about, amen, hallelujah, how they can give.
Yes, yes, yes. If you want to give unto this ministry, I'm telling you, the Bible said, cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days, you're going to find it.
Thank
if you want
Jesus.
To give unto this ministry, I want you to write it down, jot it down, give dollar sign Pastor Lizzie, PastorLizzy. And if you want to, that's through Cash App. And if you want to give through Zelle, I want you to write this number down, 321-917-4202. If you give unto the woman of God, God's going to give it back to you.
I'm telling
you, everybody, they don't want to talk about giving. The church get quiet when they talk about giving.
Huh?
But the Bible say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. And if God gave his only begotten son just so that you can have life, God is trying to get something to you. But you got your hands all bound up and don't want to give. I want you to give. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless you. If you bless this apostle, if you bless this ministry, God is going to give it back to you 100,000-fold in this world and in the world to come. God bless you. We love you and we appreciate you. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening in. But you better come on like my apostle say. I'm telling you, the water is troubled. Oh, God, and all you got to do is step in the water and come and get your blessing. God bless you.
And as she preach, amen, if you're thirsty, come on.
Yes.
You might not have no money. Amen. But God can give you money.
Hallelujah.
He can give you anything you need. Amen. Hallelujah. If you seek him first, seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. People want things.
Come on.
Amen. She told you about the designer clothes and the designer bags. Amen. The cars and all of this. People want things.
Yes.
Well, God can give you those things.
That's right.
But you got to seek him first.
That's
you
right.
got to seek his kingdom. Amen. And his righteousness.
That's
and all
right.
these things will be added to you. Meet us tonight.
Yes.
Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center,
that's
1500 Florida, Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida.
Yes.
You better come on. Ride, amen. Walk. Get the Uber. Amen. Get the bicycle.
Yes.
Get on your, amen, motorcycle.
Yes.
Whatever you got. But you need to get there
come
this
on.
Week
yes.
and let God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God wants to bless you.
Yes.
God wants to deliver you.
Yes.
He wants to set you free. And whom the Son set free, you are
free
indeed. God is doing it for you. God is doing it for his people. Yes. But you got to come and be a part of him. God bless you, and we love you.
We love you. Hallelujah.
God is with me, so I keep it on the side.